is Race Week. I'm Matt Lewis. Join us as we give you the wrap-up from all the weekend racing action. Race Week is next.
Rev it up, Owego. When your ride needs power, performance, and parts you can trust, there's only one stop to make. NAPA of Owego.
From brakes and batteries to filters, fluids, and heavy-duty truck parts, NAPA has what you need to get back on the road fast.
Working on your daily driver, your work truck, your weekend race machine? Don't guess. Get the right part right now at NAPA of Owego.
Stop in today and keep your engine and your life running strong.
Get ready for the 2026 racing season at Afton Motorsports Park. Feel the rumble of the modifieds, great sportsmen, limited sportsmen, 600cc modifieds, factory stocks, and four-wheel drive four-cylinders as they roar past the historic Afton grandstands. Fun for the entire family every Saturday night. Gates open at 4, hot laps at 5:45, racing at 6:30. Just take I-88 to exit 7 at Afton. Dirt track racing every Saturday night at Afton Motorsports Park. See their Facebook page for details or call 624-3772.
Davy & Sons Remodeling and Construction is located at 442 North Ave. We can handle just about everything from bathrooms, kitchens, decks, exterior work, new home construction, and everything in between. We are a local, community-minded family business serving Tioga and the surrounding counties. Davy & Sons works closely with local distributors. We run our business from word-of-mouth referrals by satisfied customers. For a free estimate, call us at 689-3001. Davy & Sons, for all your remodeling and construction needs.
Welcome back to Race Week. I'm Matt Lewis, and Pencan Speedway had a great night of racing action. Brief shower pushed through, but that did nothing to dampen the spirits of those in attendance. The winners starting out with the modifieds. It was Brian Malcolm with a visit to Victory Lane for the 602 Great Sportsman. NEB Communications winner was the 7-up of Gary Smith. Elsewhere, Small Addictions RC Mini Modifieds winner was John Danini in the 12J. Factory Stocks, the winner was Charlie Towner in the 9X. Four-cylinder winner, the 23 of Colin Mills. Winner for the Limited Sportsman was Dawson Davis. Winner of the Makeup Limited Sportsman, also Dawson Davis, in the 119. Let's go now to Victory Lane.
Step into my office right here. Boy, something went right for you tonight. Your feature winner, Gary Smith, for the Sportsman.
Yeah, our car was good right from the get-go tonight, and it was better than last week. We keep breaking everything in the car.
It happens, and it comes down sometimes to that 99-cent bolt that makes or breaks you.
Yeah, that's what happened 1 week. The other night at Afton, we broke an input shaft in the tranny, so the tranny had to get rebuilt again. But I think we got the car pretty hooked up tonight.
I'm your good luck charm.
Yes,
we're here. We'll make sure you keep winning here.
All right, thank you.
Absolutely. Some intense competition. You battled your way up to the front. It was definitely earned, and you did it so pretty quickly.
Yeah, we did. I mean, we had a really good car in the track. I liked the track tonight.
Absolutely. Would you like to name your sponsors?
Yeah, I'd like to thank Hendrickson's Auto Parts, Macro Tools, Brainerd Construction. Who else? Oh, I got to thank Beldon Hill Golf Course. Everybody needs to go there golfing. Randy Kisaki for helping us, Dan, Danielle, Mike, with all them that just we were pretty good. And I got a Alliance Contractors out of Shenango Forks too. They do a lot for us.
But you're in to win it for sure. And boy, I'll tell you, congratulations.
Thank you, sir. How you feeling?
So far, so good. Continue to get stronger every night.
Good. Hope
absolutely. Once again, your feature winner for the Sportsman, Gary Smith. Congratulations here tonight from Pencan Speedway. Give him a big round of applause. Out he goes. There's the victory wave. Ladies and gentlemen, your modified feature winner, Brian Malcolm. Congratulations here tonight.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you a lot. It's been a trying year so far. First 2-3 weeks we were awesome, and then it kind of fell apart for a couple weeks, so glad to be back.
You got around green and green, got up into the front. It was well earned, and then you opened up as much as a full straightaway lead. You had some lap traffic to contend with. Tell me what it looked like.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't want to get off the bottom when I got to the lap cars. I probably should have moved around a little more, but I was hoping I had a big enough lead.
And you did.
Thank you.
Quite a few restarts there. You held on to the lead for each and every one of those and did really well.
Yeah, this motor's really good on the starts and stuff. It launches very well, so we're lucky with that.
You did well in the heats also. Would you like to name your sponsors?
Oh, yeah, I can't forget nobody. A couple new ones. Andrew Burrell Construction, Kaiser Valley Auto Wreckers, Comfort Experts, Kevin, hope you're watching. Sharkey Fuels, I got a ton of them. Grim Construction, Waymart Building Center, Davis Powder Coating. Chocker Trucking. Don't forget Chocker Trucking, my buddy. Who else? JPM for the motors, Stefersky Auto Parts, Scott Jeffries Performance for all the shock work and all the shocks that they do for me. And who else? Who am I forgetting? Oh, NEP, Steven Touge, he's here somewhere. And Troyer Dirt Cars. Troyer, they help us a lot, Matt and them. And Dale and Sue Smith. I think I got them all.
You got them all?
I think so. And your
all
fans.
Right. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, your modified feature winner, Brian Malcolm. Give him a big round of applause here from Victory Lane at Pencan Speedway.
Pulling up into Victory Lane for the second time tonight, your spectacular fireworks, limited sportsman, feature winner, the driver of the Davis Powder Coating, Smokin' Joe's, number 119, Dawson Davis. Dawson, congratulations. Getting to do something that's pretty cool, rarely done twice in one night in Victory Lane.
Thank you.
Car was hooked up tonight, both at the beginning of the night. Tracks changed a little bit as it went throughout, and the car's just as fast comes the final feature of the night, too.
Yeah, it felt great all night.
How about all the people that make this possible for you?
My dad, Joe Dombrowski, Doug Smith, and all the sponsors on the car.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tonight, doubling up into your spectacular fireworks, great limited sportsman, Dawson Davis.
John Donini pulling into Victory Lane here. Small Addictions RC Mini Modifieds. And out he comes, right here in front of the car, John Donini. Let's give him a big round of applause here. He's our feature winner tonight at Pencan for the Mini Modifieds. So, John, you started up in the front. You managed to stay there throughout everything that went on. Seemed to be a smooth track, seemed to be multi-groove racing. Tell me what it looked like.
About what you said, it was good track tonight. We got out in front, and I tried not to look back. I just stayed right in it and steered.
So far, so good. Quite a few cautions there, but you had no problem on the restart, and the car definitely doing well tonight with setup and everything else.
Yeah, I got to thank Mike Nagel, Freddie Stanton, Mike Nagel Jr., Don, Jarrett. There's a lot of people. Sherry Nagel as well. She makes me a lot of food, so I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Is Val involved at all?
Negative.
Okay, there we go. Sponsors.
Sponsors, but first I got to start with Hawk Busing. I missed them. We actually managed to win one this year already, and I forgot them. But then we got Snake Creek Marine. We got Heinz Energy. We've got 374 Vintage and More, Auto Glass Unlimited, Riverside Lanes, Cameron Welding, Jim Rollo State Farm. And I think that's about it.
Well, congratulations on your win here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, your feature winner, John Donini for the Mini Modifieds. Let's give him a big round of applause. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's out of the car. Your limited sportsman makeup feature winner, Dawson Davis. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
How long have you been running limited sportsman?
This is my second year.
All right. And what did you start with? Was this the first class you started with?
Yeah, this is the first class.
How old are you?
15.
Excellent. So a great start into racing, and you like it overall, I'm sure.
Yeah.
What school do you go to?
North Pocono.
All right, so right from around the area as well. So you had a good-sized battle starting out, but that pretty much evaporated. You started out with a half-track lead and then a full straightaway lead. You were almost ready to go and lap the field right there. So things were going right for you.
Yep.
So overall, that's good. Good track and everything else. Future plans?
The car felt great, so I think we're going to keep it the same. So.
Excellent. Would you like to name your sponsors tonight?
Doug Smith, Joe Dombrowski, my dad, and all the other sponsors on the car.
Ladies and gentlemen, your limited sportsman makeup feature winner, Dawson Davis, congratulations.
Thank you.
From Pencan Speedway's Victory Lane.
Tonight's factory stock feature winner, Charlie Towner. Charlie, congratulations. Welcome back to Victory Lane at Pencan.
Thank you. First and foremost, I gotta thank Alicia, Josh, and Bryce, and everybody that put this whole deal together. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't even be in the car this year.
Hey, how about that one? You had to wait a week, but a pretty good way to celebrate your first Father's Day weekend.
Oh, yeah. I can't thank them enough and everybody that's on this car. Man, one of one, I'm going to go back in retirement now.
Hey, that's the best way to do it, right? One and done?
Oh, yeah. Can't mess up a perfect record.
Congratulations, Charlie.
Thank you.
Charlie Towner, tonight's Factory Stock Feature winner. Climbing out of the car, your four-cylinder feature winner, Colin Mills. Colin, congratulations and welcome back to Victory Lane at Penn Can Speedway.
Thank you, sir.
Car is hooked up out here wherever you go, whichever car you're in. It's got to be a heck of a ride here this season.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of talent behind the wheel, man.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of people down here in Victory Lane that are here each and every time. But every time, it doesn't matter what car you put out here, doesn't matter where you go, the competition's getting stiffer. Guys are right there with you. But man, you keep getting it done.
Oh, yeah. Every time we hit the track, everybody gets a little faster. So it's good. It keeps you on your toes, man. We got a hell of a crew. So I got to thank all my friends and family, and I love all of them.
How about sponsors and crew? Anybody else you want to thank?
Mills Logan, JSM Auto, Dusty Decker Trucking, and all my friends and family.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Colin Mills picks up another win here at the Penn Can Speedway in the four-cylinder division.
You're listening to Race Week with Matt Lewis on WEBO. You're listening to Race Week with Matt Lewis on WEBO.
There are two types of to-dos. To-dos you want to do and to-dos you gotta do. Hopping on your Coyote tractor to plow a little patch of heaven on your land is a wanna do. But flossing before the dentist so they don't suspect flossing is a never do? That's a gotta do. For all the to-dos you want to do, check out the many models of hardworking Coyote CS, CX, and CK tractors. For the gotta-dos, well, Godspeed. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Your local Coyote dealer is Joe Sines Power Equipment, located at 3951 Waverly Road in Owego. The phone number is 607-689-0330.
Warden Van Scoy, the feed and seed specialists, have feeds for cows, goats, sheep, swine, and poultry. For horse enthusiasts, they have regular and performance horse feed. In Owego since 1957, they make their own feed daily and pass the savings on to you. Stop by Warden Van Scoy for animal health needs, farm supplies, fertilizer, and seed, including deer plot seed. 162 North Avenue in Owego. Call 687-2712. Warden Van Scoy.
Welcome back to Race Week. I'm Matt Lewis, and the Mohawk Valley Vintage Dirt Modified Series visited Afton Motorsports Park on Saturday night. Official order of finish, as we had the chance to take in some of these beautiful cars. Chris Pedro going and taking the win in the Antique Division. Modified Division, it was Andy Graves going and landing in Victory Lane. Sportsman Division was Gary Reynolds. And Late Model Division, these things were tags, Will Reed. Finally, the Mystique Division, Harry Baldwin. Let's go now to Victory Lane.
All right, race fans, here we go. Winner of our first feature event here of the night in our Mohawk Valley Vintage Dirt Modified Series, Chris Pedro, picking up the win. There you go. Give him a big round of applause for him out here. Tell you what, Chris, you're holding the flag, you're holding the trophy. That car was running like it was on rails out here. How many times have you been to the track?
Twice.
Twice. So second time's a charm, and yeah. You look good out there.
Thank you. Yeah, it's slippery, but yeah, it was good. I knew if I didn't leave the bottom, they probably wouldn't get by me.
Yeah, that's it. That's it out there. But they put down new clay this week, I believe, out there, and track looked pretty good. And who do you got to thank to get you out here?
Well, I got to thank Todd Hoffman from Fox Shop, Roosevelt's Tow and Recovery. Harvey for coming to all the races, and my wife for letting me do it.
Oh, you always got to thank the wife out there. You know you're live on the cushion right now, too.
And Lori for putting on a good series for us.
Well, there you go. All right, race fans, there you go. Picking up our first feature event of the evening, Chris Pedro aboard the number 8 machine. We got a couple more feature event wins. Like I said, we had a couple combined classes out here, and getting a Victory Lane photo with the wife. Hey, you know what? If she lets you go racing and you win, How cool is that, right, Matt?
Oh, it is. And it's Father's Day weekend, too, so there's that.
Yeah. And you know what? I think all night long I haven't even thanked the fathers out there. So thank you, fathers. Hopefully you're having a good weekend out there. I got three kids myself, but they're all grown up and going away. It's like, I don't know. I'm a lone soldier now.
Yeah, all mine are grown up. I've got nine grandchildren.
Nine grandkids?
Nine grandkids.
Yep. Oh, man.
Five kids.
Ugh. So you're saving for Christmas every week.
Exactly. That's what layaway is for.
Exactly. Layaway. Layaway for grandpa.
Yeah.
Layaway for grandpas. All right, Chris Pedro in the number eight machine picking up our Antique Division feature event win here earlier tonight. Next up, Flora Modified. It's the Mohawk Valley Pitch and Dirt Modified Series. Modified feature event winner. Terry Graves built number 96 machine. I tell you what, folks, I've said it before. What a beautiful looking car. Afton Motorsports Park feature event winner. Mohawk Valley Pitch and Dirt Modified Series feature event winner. There he is. Andy Graves coming out here. The mudslinger himself.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We were talking earlier, Andy, like how much fun are we having in this series out here, running with the modifieds. I mean, we came back from four-cylinder racing together. Then, I went street stocks. You went pro stocks. You went big time. Yeah. Then left me in the dust. I found a microphone. You found a bigger motor. But anyways, you had fun out there tonight.
Oh, we had a blast. You know, and that's what this stepping back away from full-time racing and running this is really just about that. We got a lot of stuff going on right now with home stuff and that, and it was time to take a step back from full-time racing, and so we're just having fun with this, but it's a blast. I can't thank Lori for letting me run with them and you for announcing all the sponsors of the series. I got to get better at memorizing all of them, but there's a ton of sponsors for the series. Real Ron and the staff here for letting us come play on a Saturday night.
Hey, I tell you what, how cool is that? I mean, going around there, and now you got to prove to these race fans out there that this isn't an exhibition race. These vintage cars here with the Mohawk Valley Vintage Dirt Modified Series actually race and race hard.
Oh, absolutely. You'll never take a racer out of a racer. You know, some of the antique stuff, yeah, obviously, you guys are real, real careful. We're careful. Everybody's got to be respectful of one another. There's no point in beating and banging on these things. But I got to also thank Aaron, my dad, Katrina, mom, all the sponsors on the car, A&M Towing and Recovery, Forget Me Not Soda Shop, Middleburg Winery, Nick Stone, CC Carbs, Vic Hill Engines, Fastline Shocks, Mudslinger Fabrication, obviously, that's dad and I. And we'll just keep having fun.
Well, there you go. All right, race fans, Andy Graves picking up our modified feature event winner here tonight for the Mohawk Valley Vintage Dirt Modified Series. Like I said, a whole lot of racing here tonight. We got two feature event winners down. We're getting ready for our Sportsman feature event winner come up next. But Andy Graves, pouring it on strong. Another driver, like I said, came up from the four cylinders to the pro stocks, to the Sportsman, to the Modifieds, and now the Vintage Modifieds. Our next feature event winner making his way up here, Gary Reynolds in the number 34 machine. Look at the size of those windows in there. I tell you what, you can jump in there and give that guy a hug if you wanted to. You can jump in and out either side you wanted to. Lori, I thought you were going to give him a hug. No? Not yet? Maybe next week. Big hug from Lori Fallis, our promoter here from the Mohawk Valley Vintage Dirt Modified Series. But Gary Reynolds, race fans, picking up the Sportsman Division feature event win. I'll shake your hand. We'll tap it. All right, Gary, you know, you had a great run last Saturday night. You know, things happen at the end, but you still showed everybody you were mad fast. Tonight, you got the win here at Afton. Yeah. How good does that feel?
Feels great. First, I got to thank my wife. She picked the number tonight, and I picked number one. So,
hey, you can't beat that.
No, that helped a lot.
I don't think you can get better than that, can you?
I don't think so. But, no, it was a great race, and, tough conditions, but, hey, that's racing. You know, you got to run in what they give you. So,
absolutely.
You know, it was a lot of fun, and I got to thank, of course, my wife for all her help, and Lori Fallis, Joanne, Wade, all the people with the Mohawk, you, all the people in the Mohawk Valley Vintage Modified. They do a fantastic job. And also thank you to Afton and all the fans for coming out. And, you know, it was great.
Well, there you go. Congratulations. And enjoy it. Tap it right there. There you go, race fans. Driver number 34, Sportsman feature event winner, Gary Reynolds. Bill Elliott, tribute car. What do you think, Matt?
I think so. I like the colors and reminds you of it.
Absolutely. I think it's cool. Look at that. That bumper weighs more than my truck.
The funny part is the early NASCAR cars were actually stock cars.
Yeah.
And they had a key in the ignition they had to use to start the motor.
Yeah, then they drove it to work on Monday.
That's exactly what happened, too.
Uh-oh. Doing it in style, racing hard as he does each and every race we've had for many, many years. Climbing out of the cockpit. He can hear you now, race fans. Will Reed, winner of our late model division here for the Mohawk Valley Vintage Dirt Modified division. He's loving it. I tell you what, now you're bloody bruised and beat out here. You still got to load the car in the trailer. How's that going to feel?
Oh, it's going to feel great. I can't.
Absolutely, as a winner. Oh, man.
Up front again. And
yeah.
Great to win here at Afton for first time. And
yeah.
And got to thank them for having us here.
Absolutely. Great night. And it's warm out. We're used to being here in October.
Oh, yeah.
It's warm out. We don't have the coats on and freezing and jittering as we're talking on the cinder track out here. But, man, you race side by side with John Rose. A little bit of battle with Crazy Kurt out there. But, man, you pulled it off. And that was pretty cool seeing you come out of turn number four on the inside and getting underneath John for the win.
Yeah, it's always fun racing with those guys. It's a great time.
Absolutely. Who do you got to thank to get you out here, buddy?
I got to thank my wife first and foremost, and my brothers and my nephew and his family for coming with us and helping, and Astor Comic Electronics, Lori and her crew at Mohawk Valley Vintage Series, and all the sponsors that help us out, and Afton Speedway for having us.
Well, there you go. Well, congratulations, Will. I know you're going to enjoy this one. It's a Saturday night. You got all day tomorrow to have that big breakfast and celebration. There you go, Will Reed, aboard the number 9 machine for our late model. Matt, this is cool, man.
It is very cool. It brings back a lot of memories. And some of these late models remind me of the late Shirley Zacharias' car.
Oh, yeah.
She used to drive at Shangri-La. Yeah, so, yeah.
Shangri-La. Now, you're talking Shangri-La back when it was dirt?
No, I'm talking Shangri-La. When it was asphalt.
So. Okay, all right, there you go. Depending on how it goes. When I was a kid, it was dirt. Then it was asphalt. Then it was dirt. Then I think it's asphalt again, right? Or now they call it whatever.
For the most part, Tioga. It's been an asphalt track. It became Tioga. Now it's a gravel pit.
Yeah, okay, there you go. You move away, you get out of that area, man. You don't have no idea how they go.
I was there in the 80s announcing and all the way up through the 90s, so yeah.
You're announcing in the 80s, huh? Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were only like 30 years old.
Yeah, 39.
I got you. I think he got DQ'd. Oh, he got DQ'd? Yeah. There you go, race fans. Harry Baldwin jumping out of the old hot rod. Coming on out. He did that better than I would when I was 12 years old. Congratulations. I'll tap it here because my hands are full. But I tell you what, great run out there. This car was super fast. Seemed to be hooked up on this track like you race here every week.
I wish. This is only the second time I've ever been here. I was here about 30 years ago with a sportsman car, and I haven't been here with the vintage at all. And, it was great. Started to get a little bit loose there at the end, you know what I mean? But just had to hang on and go, but the car worked great. Track was awesome, and it was a great time.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate you coming out here and joining us. But like you said, 30 years ago. 30 years ago, you raced here before.
I would say roughly 30 years ago.
You got to love it, folks. That's what racing is.
And,
yeah, and these guys come out here just rocking and rolling around this track. And who do you got to thank to get out here and get this big feature event win 30 years later?
30 years later. I got a lot of sponsors still, believe it or not, from my early days with the Sportsman. John Mullen and Sons Construction, Bobby Guerin Septic, KWH Builders, Bobby Guerin Septic, Hometown Heating and Handyman, Chief Enterprises, my own business. My daughter also helps me out with Emma Baldwin Hair, and got a lot of great people that helped me out sponsorship wise, and that's what gets us able to get to this stuff, you know. So I gotta thank everybody. I really appreciate all their help. Fans for coming out. love to come up and put on a race for these guys so they can see what yesterday looked like, you know.
Absolutely, and I tell you what, you're running around this track just like you did yesterday. So congratulations. Thank again. We'll tap you. It. There you go. Harry Baldwin, race fans, our final feature event winner here of the night. And to show you, old guys can get her done out there. And
what's up, world? We got a brand new dance that we call the Fat Boys. And we want everybody out there to get with it. Yeah. Y'all ready to do it? Do you want to do it?
Gotta love it. Welcome back to Race Week. I'm Matt Lewis, and Afton Motorsports Park had a great night of racing action in addition to the Mohawk Valley Vintage Dirt Kart Modified Series. Regular features will run. The winners for this week in the Modifieds, Dominic Roselli Jr., Mike Nagel Jr. also was there, and Tim Vandermark, Brenton Payne, Brian Beach, and Harry Marvin III. Let's go now to Victory Lane.
Also in attendance here tonight, the New York State Stock Car Association with some additional awards here. You're elected. Who do we got here? Congratulations on coming down here tonight, and always valued to have you here once again. Tell us a little bit about your association.
Oh, my buddy John Keegan dragged me into this years ago to be a NISCA rep for Afton. Afton's been home track for me forever. I used to race here. I had guys race here for me, and I just love it. And this is my way of staying in racing, to help out with NISCA.
How much does it cost a year for a driver to be a member?
Not only drivers, but crew members can join too. It's $25 a year if they join. If they get hurt and it's racing related and it cannot work, long as the track knows and they have a doctor's note, they can collect $150 up to 26 weeks from us. It's a good deal.
Nothing to sneeze at, for sure. You've been around for a long time. I remember when you were running here.
Yep, that was a long time ago.
And it's great once again to see you back for this year. So you're here with Victory Lanes. You have some bonuses and stuff you're giving out tonight, or just showing force?
No, $100 to the first member across the finish line and $75 for second member across the finish line, all the classes.
Very good. Well, it's a pleasure to have you here once again. Always a pleasure to talk with you, and thank you.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Your four-cylinder feature winner, Bryant B.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You got up into the front, you stayed there, and you really worked for this one.
Yeah, just had to be patient and hit my marks.
So overall, things worked out well for you. Would you like to name your sponsors here for tonight?
Mills Logan. Thank a couple of mine, Matt Clark Racing, Dunn's Boat Service, Jimmy DeFulvio Construction, and my girlfriend's family, the Mills family.
So things have gone well for you. Congratulations. Let's give them a big round of applause right here from the Gotta Go Mirabito Victory Lane. Ladies and gentlemen, your Mini Modified feature winner, Brenton Payne, as we head down here to have a quick word with him. You are on the frequent flyer program, my friend.
Thank you. It was a good race, good track, and everything that we've been working on has been working perfect.
All coming together for you right here. Consistency the key, and right now you're definitely in that consistency department. That's what's going to win you the points battle.
Yeah, we just had to keep it consistent and keep at least getting top two and running the bottom, and we got it.
Well, you got right to the front rather quickly, predicted you would, and sure enough, looked up, there you were again. And then you hung on to it through each and every one of those restarts.
Yeah, I had to stick to the bottom. I tried to get there as fast as I could, so I didn't have any worries. I tried to get to the bottom, and I ran my own race.
Absolutely. It's a good way to describe it. Why don't you name your sponsors?
Yeah, I would like to thank Snake Creek Marine, and a big shout-out to Net Motorsports and all the crew and the team. I'd like to thank my grandma, my grandpa, my mom and dad, and everyone else that's helped. Without them, I wouldn't be where I am now.
Ladies and gentlemen, your feature winner for the Mini Modifieds, Brenton Payne, congratulations. Give him a big round of applause.
Thank you.
Long time no see. Step into my office here. It has been a long time since my one point in a different class as well. Congratulations on your limited sportsman win.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate everything out there. You kind of got out front and you basically stayed there.
Yeah, we made a bunch of changes after the heat race, and thankfully all of them stuck. I'm not sure which ones worked the best, but I think we'll leave the setup in it for next week for sure.
Absolutely. If it works, why change it right there? A lot of cautions overall. We just got you in under curfew, so that's good news. Want to name your sponsors?
People to thank, you know, we've got Renwick Construction, Dan's Concrete. Big thank you to Olin for giving me the opportunity to race it. The Paul Hamas family has been a huge, huge help. And John Lutz, he wasn't here tonight, but he's been a lot of help as well. So just thank you to everybody that was involved.
Ladies and gentlemen, your feature winner for the Limited Sportsman, it is Tim Vandermark. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
From the Gotta Go Marabito Victory Lane here tonight, let's give him a big round of applause.
Chris Zacharias, Drew O'Loughlin, Carol Husak, Craig Hawley, and Matt Lewis, your winning team for local racing coverage. This is Race Week on WEBO, your hometown station.
You need to trust that your car will get you from point A to point B. For service and repairs, you can put that trust into our garage located on State Route 434 in Apalachin. Lucas Grenzer and John Graham strive to provide the best automotive service available. Easy to work with, honest and professional, with repairs done quickly and for a fair price. This is what customers say repeatedly when recommending our garage to their friends. Our garage on State Route 434 in Apalachin. Call them at 607-258-0008.
Rev it up, Owego. When your ride needs power, performance, and parts you can trust, there's only one stop to make. Napa of Owego.
From brakes and batteries to filters, fluids, and heavy-duty truck parts, Napa has what you need to get back on the road fast.
Working on your daily driver, your work truck, your weekend race machine? Don't guess. Get the right part right now at Napa of Owego.
Stop in today and keep your engine and your life running strong.
Rev it up, Owego. When your ride needs power, performance, and parts you can trust, there's only one stop to make. Napa of Owego.
From brakes and batteries to filters, fluids, and heavy-duty truck parts, Napa has what you need to get back on the road fast.
Working on your daily driver, your work truck, your weekend race machine? Don't guess. Get the right part right now at Napa of Owego.
Stop in today and keep your engine and your life running strong.
Well, we got the winner of the Dirt Car Sportsman down here. Already in victory lane. We'll hop over here and get a few words with him. What's happening, Cody? Great job there tonight, man. That first mishap early on in the race kind of fired you up.
Yeah. Well, it definitely lit a fire under my ass, but I wasn't too sure about even coming this year because my dad passed away in February. And it just wasn't, I guess I didn't have that spark anymore, but Jimmy Zacharias, he just wouldn't let me sit inside and mope and be myself, you know. So he got me out in the racetrack this year, told me I was racing, and that's what my dad would wanted. I couldn't do without my fiance, my son Jet, and other than that, we're a one-man band. And I have Dom and Liam a couple times a week, but other than that, we're a one-man band.
Well, for a one-man band, you put on a hell of a concert tonight, coming from the back to the front after that mishap. And this car was pretty flawless. You worked the outside, but then you moved to the bottom.
Yeah, well, I had Eastman on my outside there, and I knew he was really good on the outside. And he ended up following me, which I think if he would have stuck to the outside, he probably would have got me. But I don't know. I just didn't feel as confident on the outside. As come here, buddy. When we got it was the end of the race. But other than that, we had a really, really good car tonight.
This is what it's all about right here, the future of racing. Cody Jackson, ladies and gentlemen, winner of the Sportsman feature here tonight. They've been here a time or two. This one was a little tricky. We saw that right rear was, like, basically on fire, bro.
Yeah, I heard from my crew when I came in that it was glowing pretty good, but it's supposed to do that. It's a titanium rotor. It's supposed to dissipate heat rather than make fire, so I wasn't worried about nothing, but seeing the video, it was pretty cool. So we might have to replace some brake pads next week, but I think we'll be all right.
I think that's definitely going to be in order. They're really making you work here later on as the season goes on. These fellas are catching up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I enjoy it. I like a little bit of competition. And last year, I think it made the boys get on their game a little more and spend some money and get better at it. Me, my dad, Uncle Ed, Brian, we work all the time in this stuff. And we've been dabbling in some big car stuff that's making us better in the little car. So next week, with a week off, we're going to go play big car again. So
well, we love watching you play little car. Great job, Zach.
Thank you. Thank you.
Zach Attack, Zach Bobbitt, winner here tonight in the 600cc Sprints. Out of the car for the 600cc Mods, the winner, Mr. Smooth, Brandon Lout. So the last time we got to talk down here, Brandon, the car was a whole lot bigger than this one, yeah. But you could drive anything, too. I think you could get a wheelbarrow to come from the front to the front.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to be here at the Modified, but we ended up blowing that motor up a couple weeks ago. So thankfully, Josh Kashuba and Bentley have this together, so they really just let me have fun with this on Saturday night, and it is pretty fun.
You were full send on that outside groove for the beginning part of that race. But once you got the lead, you knew to get down to the bottom.
Yeah, I felt like I drove it like the Modified the whole beginning of the race. And then once I got the lead, it felt like the top was starting to go away. So I decided to defend the bottom. And yeah.
And if anybody got by you on the outside, God bless them. They were really going to have to earn it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, you got her here into victory lane. Hopefully we'll see you back behind the wheel of that Modified at some point before the end of the season. That would be cool.
Hopefully. That's the plan.
Brandon Knox, ladies and gentlemen, winner of the 600cc Modified feature. Well, Darren, we started mid-pack tonight in this feature event with the tricky track that we had. You moved up to the top side to make your advances, but it looked like this car could make its moves wherever it wanted, inside or outside. It was really awesome tonight.
Yeah, no, we had another really good car, thanks to Scott, Tyler, Noah. Drew, he came here tonight. We're having a problem here with our spark plugs. We keep following them out, and like 10 laps to go, it was just spit and sputter, and it, then Brandon was starting to peek his nose there. But it was a really fun race, coming from 11th, I think, and then having to hold off Brandon there for the win.
Yeah, he had that outside line. You were on the bottom. I was like, this is going to be exciting. That last lap, final corner, you kind of used up a little real estate. You made the car pretty wide.
Yeah, no, I kept seeing him on the outside, kept seeing him. And then going into one on the white flag lap, I mean, I really saw him. And then going down the backstretch, I was looking out the right side of the car. I didn't see him. So I said, I know he's going to be up there. So I'm going to slide up to the top and make sure.
Well, that's what anybody would have done, man. This car was awesome tonight. So different class, the results. We're used to seeing you in victory lane here. You probably saw Thunder Mountain on the schedule and said, boy, it's nice to be back here.
Yeah, I saw there was a month stretch and I was heartbroken.
Well, it's a different car, but you definitely remembered the setup and how to work your way through the corners and pick your spots, because that's exactly what you needed to do tonight with the track the way it was.
Sure. Yeah, the setup's quite a bit different, but I guess the racing surface is still the same, that's for sure.
And you came home with the win. You and Dad are kind of be happy with that. Nice Father's Day present for him.
Yeah, me too. Just had a baby in April, so it's a good Father's Day.
Well, congratulations to you on that. We'll let you get your picture taken and get home to the fam.
Sure. Just want to thank Jacob, Keith, and Aaron, and my dad, all my sponsors, all the guys in this class are really great. I want them to hear it. So,
congratulations, my friend. Doug Stagg Jr., your winner here in the IMCA Modifieds tonight. Well, Jay, it was a long time coming. The last feature of the night, the track was pretty tricky. Lots of cautions, but you were able to survive and bring it home.
It was. It's very slippery out. If you didn't hug the tires, that was the only place you were going to race at tonight. But you have tracks like that. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. You got to work with what you got.
And if you're able to come home on one of the trickier tracks, that just shows how damn good you are.
Well, the car worked really good. We had to do some changes in between the heat and feature, and they seemed to help a lot. So we're fast. I got to thank my mom, dad, girlfriend, my son, my nephews. Everybody helps. My daughter. And it's family paid for, so.
So Father's Day present for you coming home with this win tonight.
Father's Day present for my dad because it's my dad's car.
There we go. Congratulations, Jason, on the win of the factory stocks tonight.
This has been Race Week. Join us Monday and Friday at 6:08 p.m. for a complete wrap-up from all of our six area tracks, all part of our local racing coverage on WEBO. Race Week can be heard on 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM in Owego, 101.3 FM in Candor and Ithaca, 105.1 FM in the Valley, 1330 AM, and online at myhometowntoday.com. On behalf of Matt Lewis, Roy Sova, Carol Husak, Paul Small, Leon Andrus, and Chris Zacharias, we wish you an exciting weekend of racing action.